will take his second free throw attempt. In the air, it's no good. Rebound pulled down by Platteville. A minute 38 and a half. Ludlam's got such good speed. Brings it quickly, fires high post. Top of the key, three on the way, no good for Ludlam. And now knocked away and picked up now by Lucas near the half-court line. Gets around the defender, dumps to the corner, three-pointer Platteville, and the good, and nothing but net. Nathan Mum with his third triple. 23-15, Platteville. Jaden Shep with a minute 10. Puts a stamp on it, throws to the other end. Dosh looking to the ball, now throwing it into the fingers and stolen away by Platteville. Stolen away by Shep. Two on two, Hornets. Jaden takes it himself off balance, and offensive foul is called. Langmeyer takes the charge for Platteville and for Jaden. Foul number two. 59 seconds remaining here in the first half. Platteville leading it by eight. No pressure in the backcourt. Hornets on the defense. And Ludlam will walk it across half court. Off a screen right. Now moves to the baseline. Now got to lean in and scores off the glass and down. Ludlam makes it 25-15. 10-point Platteville lead. Ball right side. Shep backs off. 38 seconds to play. Fingerson. Dosh on the left wing. And away from the ball. A foul is called. Foul is marked on the positioning foul. That'll be on Liam Fingerson. That's his second. Kaizen Schwitzenberg is into the game, replacing Wes Bosworth. 33 seconds remaining here in the first half. Platteville leads by 10, 25-15. Across the timeline, Ludlam crashes to the lane, dumps to the corner. Vorwald, shot of the way, rims off. Rebound rolls to the corner. Liam Fingerson tightropes the line. Now drives left side, call for traveling. Trying to keep his feet, and the out-of-bounds line was just inches away. And it looked like he might have switched pivot feet. That's what the referee saw anyway. Myron Ryder will come back into the game, looks like. 16 seconds remaining in the half. 25-15, Platteville. Ludlam is pushed as the ball is inbounded, and Liam Fingerson has picked up another foul, it looks like, on the push. That'll be his third. Several Hornets have two. Fingerson the first to have three. Ludlam with a free throw. It is good. Lucas has a total of 8 points. Cutler Palmer is in for Liam Fingerson. 15 seconds remaining in the half. 26-15 Platteville. Ludlam takes a couple of dribbles. This one in the air, and that one is good. That'll make it 27-15. Platteville with the lead. Hornets with 15 ticks on the clock. Dosh brings it in to Jaden Shep. Shep over to Dosh across the half-court line. Dosh speeds through the lane, dumps it down low. Tough shot on the way. Won't go. Put back by Garrison Weiss. No good. Rebound Langmeyer. Knocked loose. He'll pick it up. There's a foul on the Hornets on the out-of-bounds line with 1.3 seconds remaining. Double bonus, and Platteville will shoot. Foul is on Schwitzenberg. That's his second. So Langmeyer, he's had a pretty good half. He does not have a field goal, but has 4 points from the line, mixing it up on the inside, and he will take a look. Gets the ball from the official. This one in the air. No good. He'll get one more. Into the game for Platteville is Logan Bay, number 25. Either team wanting their starters to get a foul in the last 1.3 seconds. Free throw by Langmeyer is short, and it goes out of bounds. Did not draw iron. It will be Richland Center basketball. So they've got a legitimate shot to get a wing and a prayer off here at the end of the first half. Cutler Palmer is the inbounder. Gets to Jaden Shep. Shep dribbles. Three-quarter court bomb on the way. Oh, it hit the net. Just a little short of the rim, and that'll do it for one half of basketball. Platteville has come back to take the lead, 27-15, after 18 minutes of basketball. Earlier tonight, Platteville won the junior varsity game, 52-13. 27-15, Platteville at the break. This is high school boys basketball from WRCO Radio Sports.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
Looking at wrestling this weekend, the Ithaca Weston Co-op team will be involved in the La Crosse Logan High School Invite. Riverdale will be involved in the Whitewater Invitational starting tomorrow morning at 9:30. It's also wrestling action for River Valley at Wanakee High School tomorrow, and the Richland Center Boys Wrestling Team will be at the Toma Invite. One of the subjects we've talked about this week during the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update is the new scoring, going along with the collegiate scoring now in WIA high school wrestling. I talked to Richland Center coach Silas Coleman about that.
I have to remind myself not to get too upset if I look at the clock and see that maybe we're down a few points that I wasn't anticipating, or maybe if I think the score is wrong when it's not. It'll take me a little bit, but I think we'll get used to it.
I think it's going to change a little bit because I think there could be some more dramatic comebacks, couldn't there?
Absolutely, yeah. Before, right, with only a two-point takedown, you'd have to get a few more takedowns to get back in the match. But now, you know, with a three-point takedown, one takedown, and with going up to four near fall now as well, like one move can kind of get you back in the match or put you way ahead in the match much faster than what you'd think it would.
Will it change things in terms of a wrestler maybe strategically going takedown release and that kind of thing? Will we see less of that now, do you think?
You know, I think that for the wrestlers that would wrestle that way in the past, I think you're going to see them continue to do that just because they're going to be able to rack up those points quicker. It's going to take obviously fewer takedowns to get that tech fall there. But for some of the guys that like to you know, try and get the near fall or try and go for that pin right away, I think that we're going to see matches end sooner by near fall, even if they don't, or excuse me, by technical fall, even if they don't mean to, just because of the fact that those back points are going to add up so much faster.
That's Silas Coleman, Richland Center head wrestling coach. We'll have more details on high school sport news all season long right here on WRCO, courtesy of Dairyland Transportation.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
When water runs low, don't let it delay. Call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions today. With Larry, Shelley, and Chris on the team, they'll bring you water like a holiday dream. 24-hour service, day or night, they'll fix it fast and make it right. From pumps to wells, they're the ones to call for a merry solution, big or small. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, bringing you water and cheer all year. Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
Halftime here at Platteville. The Hillmen lead it 27-15 over Richland Center. First half scoring. Platteville is led by Lucas Ludlam and Nathan Mum with 9 points apiece. 4 for Eli Langmeyer and 2 points apiece for Logan Day and Jerron Blevins. 1 by Myron Ryder. Leading the way for Richland Center with 4 points each, Wes Bosworth, Liam Fingerson, and Brady Dosh. Jaden Sheff has 3 points. The Hornets have not made a three-point basket. They are 1 for 5 from the line. Platteville has 4 threes. In fact, Nathan Mum has 3 of the 4. Platteville doing a good job getting the ball to the inside and forcing the Hornets to foul. The Hornets find themselves in a little bit of foul trouble. Liam Fingerson has 3 fouls. Wes Bosworth, Garrison Weiss, Kaisen Schwitzenberg, and Jaden Sheff find themselves with 2 fouls apiece after 1 half of play. Platteville leads by 12 points here at the Platteville High School. They really made a lot of improvements in this gym, and then also not only that, but out in the hall. They've had a big undertaking where they've revitalized the commons. They have a school store now that was open when I arrived here tonight, selling sweaters and school swag and memorabilia, so that's pretty cool as well. The Filney Flip Phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Mobile Nationwide. Local mobile phone plans with local service and support from Y-Connect Wireless. River Valley Boys leading Lancaster at halftime, 32-31. It's a final in Weston. Ithaca gets the win, 73-38 in boys basketball. Sauk Ferry leading Mount Horeb, 20-19. Wisconsin Dells 64-44 over Mauston. That's in girls basketball in the second half. Potosi 36, Blackhawk 21. That is in the second half. Lodi 23-12 over Wisconsin Heights in boys basketball. That's in the first half. Richland Center defeated Wisconsin Heights on Monday night. Elsewhere, Mineral Point at Darlington, 31-29, first half in that early season showdown between two highly regarded and rated teams. Here at Platteville, the Hillmen lead the Hornets to the tune of 27-15. At the break, Richland Center certainly has some things to shore up and to take care of the ball. Both teams had their share of unforced turnovers in that first half, so trying to shore some of that up as we get toward second half play. That's coming up next. It's Platteville leading by 12 at intermission here on WRCO at WRCO.com.
Stay warm this winter with a Milwaukee M12 heated jacket from All American Do It Center. Get a free $25 gift card with the purchase of any M12 heated apparel kit, or get a free $15 gift card with any M12 heated apparel purchase. Restrictions may apply. See store for details while supplies last. Get a free gift card with the purchase of Milwaukee M12 heated apparel through December 31st at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center. All American.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, and when you're ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, what if is now what is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
WRCO. Welcome back to Platteville High School. It is a 27-15 lead, and there is some discrepancy at the scorer's table. Not exactly sure what the discussion is. It might be about the number of fouls on a player. Colton Wilson and the Richland Center bench is adamant as to what is going on or transpiring. And Platteville set to inbound the basketball, and now we're going to see it resume. Whatever the case was, they were looking up at the scoreboard and thinking that the number was wrong. They've got four fouls on somebody? Yes. No, they take it off. Okay, I think they did have four fouls on Liam Fingerson, and he only has the three. So that's luckily corrected, and we're ready to go. Ball is on the left side. Platteville down to the baseline. Taken there by Vorwald. Jonah gives it now to Ludlam. Ludlam now back to Blevins. Three on the way. Won't stay. Puck four. Rebound Platteville in the corner. Nathan Mum with the ball. Mum takes it across. Now Dosh takes it off to the left side on a steal. Back to Shep. Hornets set it up. Dosh in the corner. Back to Bosworth. 27-15. Platteville in the lead. Hornets set it up. Dosh, quick move. Down deep. Low pass. Bosworth can't hang on. It's taken by Platteville. Up the sideline it goes to Blevins. Blevins with the ball. Back to Mum. Mum to the corner. And now Ryder is cut off. Good defense by Brady Dosh. Brady gets sometimes a tough defensive assignments with his wheels. Ball comes back to the left, and now Ludlam, top of the circle, drives low, now dishes, Levins, hill drive, goes up, missed the shot, and it was tipped by Garrison Weiss and out of bounds. It'll belong to Platteville along the end line. 27-15. Hornets were leading 12-10. Platteville then went on to score a total of 7 points. On a drive, this one is up, and it won't stay for Ludlam. Tipped around, rebound by Jaden Shep, and the Hornets down by 12, trying to get something going here early on second half. Dosh grabs it on the left wing, brings it back now to Bosworth, just up for the baseline. West will drive, hands it off now. Brady Dosh penetrates, lost the handle, stolen away by Platteville. Levins up ahead, Ryder, right side, threw it too hard. Ludlam, the intended receiver, and it is out of bounds. So it will belong to the Richland Center Hornets. It'll come back to the left side for the Hornets against a full court press. Pass comes in play to Jaden. Shep drives up near half court off a screen from Liam Fingerson into the front court. Holds it up, fires to Brady Dosh. Brady with the ball, back to Jaden. He'll throw it low. Liam Fingerson kicks back to Jaden. Three on the way. Good for the Hornets. There's a start. Jaden Shep makes it 27-18. Platteville basketball, the Hillman and Ludlam. Lucas held below his typical average, I would say, so far. 9 points. Ball comes right side for Blevins. Down to the corner. There's a long three on the way. Platteville with the answer by Nathan Mum. He's got four of those tonight. It is 30-18. Platteville in the backcourt. Jaden Shep off the screen across the half-court line. Now bringing it is Liam Fingerson. Fingerson back to Shep. Shep on a drive on the arm. Foul called against Platteville. The first foul of the second half. So the foul is called on 15, Nathan Mumm. Richland Center will inbound the basketball from along the baseline. Brings it in. Dosh with a set play in the lane, and he scores. Brady Dosh shot the inbound pass from Wes Bosworth. It is 30-20. Platteville with the ball. Myron Ryder to Joran Blevins. He'll hold it. Has not used the dribble. Now starts. Throws it toward the baseline. Platteville with the setup. Lucas Ludlum gives it now to Ryder. Ryder left side. Going to be called for traveling. It'll go back to the Hornets. Platteville has had its share of turnovers tonight. This is their third game of the year. This is Richland Center's fifth. Pass comes in play to Jaden Shep. Shep across the half-court line. Stops. Oh, throws it right in the hands of Levin. Ron Levin throws it to Ludlum, and he can't hang on. It's off his knee and out of bounds, although they say it nipped Wes Bosworth. All right, it'll be Platteville basketball. Jonah Vorwald is in for Lucas Ludlum. And the inbounder is Myron Ryder. Fires it in play to Langmeyer, and Platteville throws it away near midcourt and out of bounds. Another unforced turnover. Mike Hoosier not pleased with his team and their passing ability. Hornets have another shot at getting it down to single digits. 14.5 to play tonight. Brady Dosh spreads the needle down to Bosworth on the baseline. Fingerson here on the near wing, top of the circle, Jaden Shep. Shep is D'd up pretty tightly by Jonah Vorwald. Now Shep drives. Shoots. No good. Rebound Langmeyer. Langmeyer with the up ahead, and Platteville grabs it. Myron Ryder down to the baseline. Blevins, low post Langmeyer. Shot is on the way. Won't stay. Rebound fought for, and there is a foul on the floor. Foul is called on number 40, Garrison Weiss. That'll be his third. Going to inbound the ball, and Platteville is setting up underneath their hoop. Pass comes in play to Blevins. Blevins gives back to the corner. Vorwald, Blevins. Now Ryder. Down deep, Langmeyer backing in. Back to the corner, Ryder. Right around the defenders and drives and scores. Nice move. That makes it 32-20. Platteville, 13:45 remaining. Jaden Shep across the half-court line. Hornets have made some stops. Got to try to get some consistency on offense. Dosh dumps it low. Bosworth open for the low post. No good. Tips up his miss. No good. Gets a rebound again. Throws back to Jaden Shep. 16-footer. Good for the Hornets. That'll make it 32-22. Platteville. Myron Ryder walks it across the half-court line. Brings it off to Vorwald, near side. Just up to the baseline, Blevins. Back to Vorwald. And the Hillman set it up. And this is a tough gym to play in. Pretty good crowd tonight, but it's always loud, and the crowd seems to be fairly close to the court. Ryan Foles mentioned in the pregame. Pass comes near side, Levins for a three. It's banging off the iron. Rebound Langmeyer goes up, partially blocked. Rebound Platteville. They keep it going. Ryder back to Blevins, and Platteville sets it to the left side, to the corner. Three on the way, and that is good for Vorwald. That's his first basket. 35-22 in favor of Platteville. 12.5 to play in the ballgame, and Shep across the timeline. Shep stops. Fingerson meets it in the deep corner. Holds it above his head, throws it low. Fingerson now. Garrison Weiss can't hang on. Picked off by Platteville. Ryder picks and scores at the other end. Timeout by Richland Center. Platteville, its largest lead by 15, 37-22. 12:16 remaining. An area boys basketball from WRCO Sports.
Rockwell Automation at Richland Center would like you to know that if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please let them know. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with them or have any questions, please call 608-647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
Ho, 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 Santa Kenny here. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe will be open Monday, December 23rd and Tuesday, December 24th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pre-order your Christmas cookies, pies, and cakes by December 18th. Not sure what to get? A gift card makes a perfect stocking stuffer. Stop in, order online, or give us a call. Christy Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Hey, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Five Bills guitar pep band playing a little Nirvana here during the break. 12-16 remaining in the ballgame. Latville has opened up a lead of 37-22. 12-16 remaining in the ballgame tonight. Game was a 12-point game at halftime, and Latville has now increased that to 15. Hornets with a basketball. Wes Bosworth running along the baseline for the inbound, and he'll bring it in. Sheff double-teamed in the corner against this full-court press. Back to Bosworth. Wes will drive near half-court. Crosses over, now throws it toward Fingerson, picked off now by Digman. Stolen away by Fingerson, picked off again by Wes Bosworth. Hornets trying to get a legit shot. Jaden Shep on the right wing, throws inside, now picked off by Platteville. Digman takes it the other way, three on three, dumps it off, shot for the wing, no good by Ludlam, rebound Bosworth. They're going to go with it, gunning it to Bosworth, half court, it's going to be Dosh, left side, Bosworth and company break the press. West hands off near side there to Switzenberg. Eisen Switz is off to the left side, gives it to the baseline. Fingerson back to Switzenberg in the lane, throws it over to Bosworth. Hornets trying hard for a look. Dosh, Switzenberg, Shep, left wing. Hornets looking against Flatville. They're doing a good job on the defense. Pass goes high to Fingerson, picked off in the back of the end by Ryder. Ryder takes it coast to coast, off balance shot, missed it. Rebound Bosworth, foul called on Flatville. It'll be the Hillman's second foul. That's on number 15, Nathan Mum, and that is his second. Mum with 4 3-pointers tonight for Flatville. That's been one of the differences in the game. The Hornets have made a total of 1, Flatville 5 tonight. Dosh up ahead to Jaden Shep. Shep. Now walking it across with a right-hand dribble. Nowhere to wander. Backs off. Thought about a three. Schwitzenberg up from the corner. Holds the basketball. Leaves the dribble. Gives it off now to Fingerson. Fingerson reverses it. Shep on the near side. Jaden down to the corner. Dosh down low. Bosworth. And a push is called on Flatville. So that'll be marked on Lucas Ludlam. That's his second. Creighton Shep is in for Jaden. So the Hornets make a quick switch. And Bosworth will be the inbounder. Screens are set. Pass comes into Trayton. Dosh, top of the circle. Dosh back to Trayton. Shep now reverses it. Liam Fingerson. Dosh on the far side. Hornets just can't really get much separation. Ball goes down low. Schwitzenberg, Bosworth. Now Trayton, Shep. There's Dosh on the right wing. Flatville doing a good job. Here's the pass inside Bosworth. Shot up. No good for the low post. He's fouled, it looks like. And West will go to the free throw line. Flatville the worst for wearers in fouls here in the second half. The Hornets put Flatville in the double bonus toward the end of that first half. Foul is on Nathan Mum. That's his third Flatville foul. And Bosworth at the line. Free throw number one is good. He has 5 points. That makes it 37-23. One more coming up for senior Wes Bosworth, having a good senior season and in school as well. Free throw is good. That'll make it 37-24 in favor of Flatville. 10:20 to go here in their home roost. Down to the baseline it goes. Digman back to Blevins. Three on the way. No, and the rebound by Dosh again. Brady always hustling in there for the right spot. Blocked out. Got the rebound. Takes it across. Fires it to Trayton Shep. Shep guarded by Ludlam. Now Trayton drives. Nothing. Backs off toward half court. Keeps the dribble. Leaves the dribble. Looks to the inside. Leaves it now for Bosworth. Bosworth down low against the double team. Back to Trayton Shep. Shep on the right side. Good job defending by Flatville. Hornets just cannot get enough separation where they can comfortably pull the trigger on one of these shots. Left side, Dosh comes up to the baseline now to Fingerson on the right wing. Dickerson will drive lane. Nope, call for traveling. Puts it back in the hands of Platteville. That'll bring it with Logan Day into the ballgame. Myron Ryder gets a bit of a break. 37-24, Platteville by 13. Walking the basketball is Digman. Brody throws it to the baseline. Vorwald, now Blevins. Blevins back to Vorwald. Back toward half court. Lobs it for Digman. Inside, backing in, nothing. Kicks to the corner, three on the way. Platteville, no good for Ludlam. Devin, kind of an off-shooting night for him. Hornets are making sure he doesn't get any second-chance putbacks. Brady Dosh in the backcourt. Back to Liam Fingerson. Hornets got to get it across in 10 seconds, and they can't. That's 10 seconds. They struggled after the ball was knocked away and just could not get it across. So, again, Platteville comes up big defensively, and the Hornets give it up to the Hillman, who will have it at midcourt. Ryder returns to the lineup for Coach Mike Hoosier, and Jaden Shep will be back in a moment for the Hornets. Dosh checks out. Shep is in. And Platteville will put the ball in play. Ball comes in to Myron Ryder. Ryder with the ball, left side. Logan Day holds it above his head. Fires back to Blevins. Now Digman, ball knocked away by Drayton Shep. Jaden picks it up. Crosses the timeline. Jaden, crossover dribble, and a reach-in foul on Platteville. That'll be marked on number three, Jerron Blevins. That is his second. So Richland Center will have it on the end line. Bosworth fires it in. Drayton Shep. Shep top of the circle, and he is going to be whistled for swinging the arms on the offense. So as he caught the ball, swung the elbow around. Must have been a little contact on the Platteville player. So the foul goes on Drayton Shep. That'll be his second. And Platteville gets the basketball back. 8:39 to play. 37-24. Platteville has outscored Richland Center 10-9 here in the second half. Blevins with the basketball. Yo-yos the dribble. Bounce feet. There's the Ludlam. And down to the baseline it goes. Langmeier. Back to Ludlam. Ludlam to Blevins. Ball fake. Nothing. Back to the left side. Ludlam three on the way. Good. Southwest Player of the Year a year ago. Foul the range. That makes it 40-24, Platteville. They got the press on pretty tight. Wes Bosworth now runs it across on the far side, and Richland Center will set it up. Bosworth with the ball, hands off to Drayton Shep. Shep, with 8 minutes to go, Liam Fingerson. Now back to Drayton and Jaden, top of the circle. Shep directing traffic. Now Jaden to Switzenberg. Geisen will drive, throws to the far side. There, shaking the defense is Shep. Jaden's three on the way, and no. Rebound on the weak side by Lucas Ludlam, and he'll run it across the timeline. Ludlam down to Ryder. Ryder with a basketball. Walks out near half court. Slings it low. There's a kick to the corner. Three on the way, no good. And pulled down by Jaden Shep, and the Hornets down by 16. Jaden to Drayton. Back to Fingerson. Three-pointer Hornets. Short. Rebound Platteville. Ludlam. Coming up through the pack, drives, throws. Langmeier lays it up short. Rebound, Swiftenberg of the Hornets. Out to Drayton Shep. Shep near the half-court line. Swings it off to Jaden. Jaden, top of the circle. Left side, Fingerson. Liam with a basketball. Now to Drayton. Deep corner. Lobs inside for Bosworth. West in a crowd. Up with a hook shot. No good. Ball bopped around. Swiftenberg with a rebound. Backs in. Nothing. Gives it to Fingerson. Liam on a drive, ripped loose by Ludlam, picked up by Blevins, up to Ludlam, and he'll lay it up good, and a foul called on the Hornets. Marked on Drayton Shep, basket by Ludlam, that'll make it 42-24. Platteville, 6:46 remaining in the game. Back in for Platteville is Nathan Mum. Foul on Drayton Shep. Will be his second. Brady Dosh returning, and Garrison Weiss as well. And that one falls for Ludlam. And there is a whistle. And players that are going to need to check in. Schwittenberg checks out. Wes Bosworth as well. Sounds like the weather could get a little tricky later tonight, so if you have to be driving, do so carefully later on. You know, enjoy the warmer weather, but I don't like the slushy slop. Pass goes up to the middle of the floor, and then Liam Fingerson is fouled. That will be Platteville's sixth foul. It's on Eli Langmeier. That's his second. So the Hornets have it on the baseline. Jaden Shep throws it in, picked off by Blevins. Deron drives the other way, goes in around the defense, lays it in, no good. Langmeier and Ludlam with the rebound. Ludlam fouled on the putback. And he made the basket. Lucas Ludlam. And Platteville's pulling away here tonight. 45-24. In what was once a close game. Boys basketball, Toma is leading Adams Friendship 37-32 late in the game. Ludlam makes the free throw. That makes it 46-24. Lodi over Wisconsin Heights, 56-23 in the second half. Jaden Shep parts the waters, brings it up to Dosh. Baseline, Gary Weiss, he'll drive. He is fouled on the shot. And Weiss will go to the line to shoot two. Foul is on Eli Langmeier. That is his third. Mineral Point leading Darlington 52-48 in a showdown. Barn burner tonight in a swall early on in the season. Free throw by Garrison Weiss is good. Dodgeville leading Prairie du Chien 61-28 in the second half. River Valley was up on Lancaster 32-31 at halftime. Ithaca boys defeating Weston 73-38. Free throw is missed. Liam Fingerson with a rebound. Back to Gary Weiss, and he'll lay it in. Good. 46-27. Platteville, 6:13 to go. Myron Ryder crosses the timeline. Ryder guarded by Brady Dosh. Hands off to Ludlam. Lucas with a basketball. Hornets staying in a man-to-man defense. Fingerson with a tough defensive challenge and now trying to beat him up. He might have got him with a knee on the way by, and that will be the case. So Liam Fingerson now has four fouls. Fourth foul on Richland Center as a team. Just less than 6 minutes remaining. Ryder lobs it in. Caught by Blevins. Top of the circle. Ludlam for three and got it. Lucas Ludlam. Those good players always seem to get their points. I thought for a while he was being held down, but now he's opening it up. 49-27, Dosh back to Fingerson. Fingerson with the ball, throws it inside. There's Weiss, leap in leaner from the low post. Good. Garrison Weiss with a couple of smooth moves as of late. 49-29, Platteville, 5.5 to play. Myron Ryder, free throw line left, hands off to Ludlam. Lucas down to the baseline, drives deep shot. No, by Weiss, a foul is called, they say. He was trying to get all ball, and Lucas Ludlam goes to the free throw line again. Garrison Weiss now with four personal fouls. He and Liam Fingerson, the same boat. Free throw is good. Nothing but net for Ludlam. 5 of 5 from the stripe. 50-29, Platteville. And one more coming up. Trayton Shep checks out. Jaden Shep back in. Free throw is good for Lucas Ludlam. 51-29, Platteville. 5:20 to play. Jaden Shep moving along the baseline, brings it into Schwitzenberg. His pass deflected by Platteville. Picked off now. Ryder over to the corner. Three-point try on the way, on the rim. No good for Ludlam. Ball tapped around and out of bounds off of Platteville. It'll be Richland Center ball. William Fingerson and company will inbound. It's Platteville substituting Brody Dickman. Deron Blevins comes out. Pass comes in play. Jaden Shep lobs back to Brady Dosh, and Brady runs it across half court. Will set up the offense. Near side Shep can't hang on. It's out of bounds. Hornets have had their share of turnovers tonight. One of the things Coach Bowles wanted them to cut down, knew that was be a factor. Both teams really had the turnover bug in the first half. Ludlam to the corner. Three-pointer Platteville. That is nothing but net for Mum. For the fifth time tonight, he drains one from three land. 54-29, Platteville. Ball up to the sideline and knocked away and out of bounds by Myron Ryder. Abe Bosworth checks in for Garrison Weiss with 4:42 remaining. And Richland Center will put it in play from the far sideline. There's the pass in for Jaden Sheff. Sheff now drives on the baseline, tight ropes, needs some help back to the baseline, and then, oh, nice pass for Switzenberg. Kaizen shot missed. Rebound by Ryder. Ryder streaking the other end, shot of the way, no good. Rebound picked up by Abe Bosworth. Back to Switzenberg, and a timeout taken. We have an injured Hornet, Jaden Sheff. Injured on the play, will come out of the game. And the athletic trainer will immediately go into check. Cutler Palmer is into the lineup. 54-29, Platteville in the lead. Pass comes in play for Brady Dosh. Dosh gives it back to Liam Fingerson. Fingerson crosses half court, drives all the way. Shot on the way, contested at the end, no good. Rebound by Jonah Vorwald. Platteville with the outlet, Ludlam the other way, driving, and a foul is called. That's going to be marked on Richland Center for the Hornets' sixth foul. This is on Cutler Palmer. That's his second. Got Ludlam set to shoot. It's not bonus, though, fellas. No. It's only the sixth foul. It was not a shooting foul. And Platteville will inbound from the baseline. 4:08 to play. Pass comes in. Caught on the far side by Vorwald. And Platteville back to Ludlam on the near wing. Top of the circle, Ryder. Byron. Bounce feed off to Ludlam. Ludlam looks for a cutter through the lane. Top of the circle. Turnaround on the way. No good for Mum. And the rebound, Platteville. To the corner, Ryder. Drives through a crowd. Shot of the way. No block. Nice job, Schwitzenberg. Takes it off to Brady Dosh. Hornets get a stop. Dosh into the front court. Now Fingerson. Near side, Abe Bosworth. Abe drives it down low. Gives to Schwitzenberg. He tries a pass, and he's fouled. That'll be Platteville's eighth foul. And a one-and-one coming up for Richland Center and Schwitzenberg. Foul is on Lucas Ludlam. That is his third. In for Platteville, number 25, Logan Day. And also in is Eli Langmeyer. 3:34 to go here in the ball game. Kaizen Schwitzenberg looking for his first points. This one in the air and no good. Rebound by Bosworth. Back to Schwitzenberg. Kaizen shot off the glass. No good. Rebound Hornets again. Schwitzenberg back to Fingerson. Kaizen will drive. Shakes the D. 10-footer. Won't go. Rebound fought for. Platteville gets the rebound. There's a Richland Center foul. So that will be the Hornets' seventh, and Platteville will shoot the single bonus in just a moment. Foul on Abe Bosworth. That is his first. River Valley leading Lancaster 59-58 in the second half. That's a great ballgame. At the line, here's Logan Day, and the free throw won't stay. Rebound pulled down by Cutler Palmer. Out to the left side. Now taking it across the timeline. Will be Palmer, right side Fingerson, near side Dosh. Brady drives to the corner. Palmer for three on the rim, no good. Fingerson with a rebound put back, and that won't stay. Hornets having a hard time at this end of the floor, keeping that ball down, and the outlet pass and a foul called on the Hornets. That's on Abe Bosworth, which will be his second. Platteville will walk and shoot again. Iowa Grant leading Boscobel 75-72. In the second half, good ball game there. Mostly boys basketball tonight, a few girls games. Langmeyer with a free throw, it is good. Eli will get another, that makes it 55-29. Into the game for Platteville, number 23, Bryson Carl, being his first action. At the free throw line, Langmeyer. Rowe is on the way, no good. Rebound, Fingerson. Liam takes it across half court. Crossover dribble, drives low, scores, and a plus one. Liam Fingerson heads back to the free throw line with 2:53 to play. Hornets with starters out now. Jaden Shep with an ice pack on his shoulder. Harrison Weiss and Wes Bosworth also out right now. Liam Fingerson at the line. Free throw on the rim, no good. Bosworth with a rebound. Abe hooks it up and scores in the lane. That'll make it 55-33. Flatville with the ball, 2:44 to go. Setting it up, it's Trenton Mum. Trenton, left side, Carl. Now back to Ludlam again on the near side. That's Zach Ludlam. Top of the circle, Vorwald. Flatville taking a little air out of it right now. And the reach-in foul is called against Liam Fingerson, who goes for the steal. And I believe that will be five fouls on him. So he finishes tonight with 6 points and leaves with 2:27 remaining. Grayson Clements is in for Richland Center. And the one-and-one throw for Trenton Mum. Each team has committed 9 fouls. Free throw is good. Mum will get one more as he gets his name in the scoring column. This one coming up with a couple of dribbles. It's in the air. It is good. That'll make it a 57-33 Flatville lead. 2:25 to go. Clements goes to the far side to Schwitzenberg. Picked off by Flatville. Zachary Ludlam with a steal. And Flatville transitioning up to the corner. Now to the top of the circle. Vorwald. Left side looking. Nothing there. Hornets D it up around the perimeter. Down to the baseline it goes today. Inside shot, no, but a foul called. And Jonah Vorwald will go to the free throw line with $2.05 remaining. Foul is on Brady Dosh. That is incredibly only his first. I don't know if he's come out of the ball game and plays defense really well. Only his first foul. This one in the air, and it is good. One more coming up. Coming in is Marshall Rooney for Platteville, seeing his first action. Highland leading Monticello in boys basketball, 76-39. Second free throw in the air, and that one is good. Vorwald makes the basket, or the free throw, I should say, comes out of the game. That'll make it 59-33, Platteville. River Valley leading Lancaster, 62-60, late in the game. Crossover dribble, left side, Palmer. Palmer down to Dosh. Dosh gives it back to Palmer. Left side, Bosworth. He'll shoot a three. That one is on the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Rooney. Marshall will bring it back the other way with a minute 45 to go. Flatville setting up shop on the offensive end. The give is to Stang. And he'll drive to the left side. Henry has it knocked away. Picked up again by Flatville and a Richland Center foul. A little contact there at the end. They're going to get Abe Bosworth with his third. Coming in for Richland Center, number 24, Carter Nelson. Carter will be in just a moment. Free throw by Rooney is no good. He'll get another shot. Brady Dosh is coming out. Carter Nelson coming into the lineup. Middle point leads Darlington 61-58, second half in a shootout tonight. That free throw is missed by Platteville, and the Hornets get the rebound. Cutler Palmer with a basketball, brings it across half court. Yo-yos the dribble, looks to the inside, nothing. Bosworth meets it, pass to the corner. That's Nelson back to the top of the circle. Schwitzenberg drives. Euro step low, shot won't go. Rebound pulled down by Trenton Mum of Flatville. Everybody getting their wind sprints into the other end of the floor. Here's Trenton Mum. Pass goes to the corner. Ludlam is fouled on the way by. It'll be on Cutler Palmer, which will be his third. At the free throw line, Zachary Ludlam looking for his first points. Dribbles a couple of times. That one is on the rim and no good. One more coming up. Cole Watzinger is in for Kaizen Swiftenberg. And the next throw for Ludlam. Gets the ball from the official. There is the shot. It's on the way and no good. Chased down by Grayson Clements, and the Hornets will take it back the other way. 1 minute remaining. Cutler Palmer drives, throws it right side. Taken there by Carter Nelson. Nelson back to Bosworth. Wasinger down to the baseline. Clements back to the left side. Palmer knocked away by Platteville. Picked up now by Mum. Trenton takes it in. Tough shot, no good. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Hornets. It'll be Platteville ball with 41 seconds remaining. Platteville will look to start it in play from the baseline. And here comes the lob. It's taken there by Mum. Trenton on a drive to the baseline. Pull up 15-footer is no good. Fought for a rebound by the Hornets. Nice job taking it and then going the other way with it is Wasinger. Goal. Now left side, Cutler Palmer. Little light of day, drives lane. Shot good and a plus one. Cutler Palmer with his first basket. Makes it 59-33. Make that 59-35. Scoreboard just updated, so he'll get a plus one right now. Free throw on the way, and that is good. Cutler Palmer having a good game tonight, 59-36 in favor of Platteville. Down to 20 seconds to the corner. Three-pointer Hillman, that is in and out. Rebound pulled down by Grayson Clements. Outlet pass for Abe Bosworth. Back to Clements. Left side, Carter Nelson. Carter throws it low. Palmer, turnaround for the low post, is on the way, no good. Rebound by Mum with two, with one, and it's over here in Platteville. This one belongs to the Hillman. Tonight's final score, Platteville 59, Richland Center 36. Coming up, the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show from WRCO Sports.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Our Duncan Rewards turning point tonight. Go back to the first half. Richland Center in a tie ball game with Platteville. And Platteville on a 7-0 run. Certainly the turning point in this one. They would go up by 12 at halftime as a result. 27-15. And kept that 12-point lead and built upon it in this second half. Duncan Rewards at Richland Center is the spot for Dunkin' Donuts. Check out more about rewards and listen to every high school sporting event as we highlight some spectacular play and plays that make the difference. High school basketball tonight from Platteville. Our postgame show continues in a moment from WRCO at WRCO.com.
Tis the season for treating with Dunkin', and nothing brings instant holiday cheer like a dozen Dunkin' Donuts. Whether it's a work party, family gathering, or holiday brunch, it's the gift that makes everyone on your list happy. Want to give donuts or coffee for later? Pick up a Dunkin' gift card. For a limited time, get a $5 gift certificate when you buy $25 or more in Dunkin' gift cards. Gift card promotion available at T-Mart franchise Dunkin' locations only. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep fried or baked fish. Fish is served from 4 to 8 p.m. Fridays only. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world, and after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best, open at 11 a.m. Monday through Sunday. The Phoenix Center, this area's go-to spot for good times and great food.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy-in, easy-out convenience store.
The place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists are kind, courteous, and do whatever it takes to help you. Services include free in-town delivery, free mailing, and price matching to give you the most for your dollar. Not a Prescription Center customer yet? Stop soon. You won't be disappointed when you switch to the Richland Family Prescription Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Do you get fulfillment by helping others? A career in healthcare may be for you. Schmidt Woodland Hills can make beginning or continuing your career in healthcare easier than you thought. A great way to start is through our CNA class held here on our campus. This six-week course will teach you everything that you need to know to get your certification. Let us help you grow your future. If you would like to get more information about this program, contact Tyler Kleist at Schmidt Woodland Hills today.
Welcome back to Platteville for the postgame show tonight as we put the wraps on this. A look at more scoring. 59-36, the final score. Platteville getting the win here tonight, emerging from a 12-point halftime lead and getting out with a big victory. We have some announcements to make. For Riverdale schools, Riverdale will not be traveling to its powerlifting meet in La Crosse on Saturday, and the wrestling team will not be traveling to Whitewater for the invite on Saturday because of weather concerns. So Riverdale canceling the powerlifting event and the wrestling tournament in Whitewater. They will not travel to that as well. So some other scores tonight. North Crawford has knocked off Seneca 77-66. Boscobel, Iowa Grant, 77 apiece going into overtime. How about Mineral Point and Darlington in that showdown? The Pointers, 64-61. Point made a three-point shot with just 1 second left in that game. River Valley leading Lancaster at last word, 62-60 in boys basketball. Highland, 76. Monticello, 39. And let's see, elsewhere. Other scores I think we had on earlier, but maybe haven't had on for a while. It was Ithaca getting the win against Weston, 73-38 in boys basketball. And I think that's what we have up to date. Our scoring, the Filmy Flip Phone, is sponsored by Y-Connect Mobile Nationwide. Local mobile phone plans with local service and support from Y-Connect Wireless. Scoring tonight for Platteville, the Southwest Conference Player of the Year a year ago, Lucas Lundlum with 23 points tonight, 15 for Nathan Mumm. And Nathan had 5 three-pointers, by the way. 5 for Myron Ryder, 5 for Jonah Vorwald, 5 for Eli Langmeyer, and 2 each for Jerron Blevins, for Trenton Mumm, and for Logan Day. Richland Center did not have a player in double-digit scoring. Jaden Shep, the closest, with 8. 6 points for Brady Dosh, Liam Fingerson, and Wes Bosworth. 5 for Garrison Weiss, 3 for Cutler Palmer, and 2, I.A. Bosworth. I wanted to make 1 three-pointer. That was Jaden Shep. They are 5 of 12 from the free throw line. On the other side, Platteville makes 9 threes. They're 18 of 30 from the free throw line. Platteville wins the JV game 52-13. And now looking ahead at the next schedule of events, Richland Center boys will take a little time before their next game coming up on Tuesday night. They have a road trip and an always good non-conference matchup at Boston. That's their last game before Christmas. And for Platteville, their next game is coming up on Tuesday night. They will be at Potosi. So that's what we have here in terms of the story at the game here in Platteville. Kickapoo winning against Lafarge, 44-37, the final score in boys basketball. And a reminder, the new Glarus at Iowa Grant girls basketball game scheduled for tomorrow, that has been canceled. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Tim Thede, our engineer, back at the studios, and drive safely. It sounds like it's going to get kind of messy late night tonight, so be careful if you're going to be out there. And thanks for supporting local sports. It's been a pleasure keeping you company with a very busy week. We'll resume with our games on Monday night of next week in another 4-game week for high school sports before a little bit of a respite over the holiday break. Tonight, It's Platteville being too much for Richland Center. 59-36, the final score, as the Hornets fall to 2-3, 0-1 in the league. Platteville improves to 2-1 and 1-0 in the Southwest Conference. Good night, everyone. You've been listening to Area Boys Basketball from WRCO Sports.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you in planning a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
Experience a different way of living at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Hi, this is Andrea. Every room in your home has a function, and the right kind of furniture can maximize your space to the fullest. We'll help you select the right pieces to fit your lifestyle from our showroom with over 25,000 square feet of home furnishings and decor. Visit us today to discover how you can achieve a different way of living. Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from the Shoebox will get you out.